What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Aquila Podcast. We have your host, Randall, and myself, Matt. And we're on episode 18. And this episode, we're going to talk about the top 10 exercises everyone should do and why they should. So, yeah, what were you going to say, Randall?
Yeah, so essentially, like, if someone told you you couldn't do any exercise, but, like, 10 exercises you could choose from for the rest of your life, I feel like a lot of these, if not all of them, are essentially like ones you choose to have a fairly proportionate, equal, healthy body. Like, all of them are very functional. All of them produce the maximum amount of strength you can. Some of them are good for just joint stability and all that. So I just feel like it's a solid list. If you couldn't do like anything outside of the list and you had to stick to 10 for the rest of your life, this would be a pretty solid 10.
Yeah, this list we're about to talk about is really good. You can, even say you don't even have weight, you can still become definitely shredded and or gain muscle mass, because these exercises are just one of the most superior ones for sure.
Yeah, a lot of them are compound movements. I don't think there's a single one that's just a single joint movement like a bicep curl or anything like that. I think the only thing might be like an isometric exercise, but isometrics have their place in importance for your health. So, well, let's go start at the top here. So, the first one I have, so in no particular order, we're just going to start going through the list, but at the first one I have here is like I was thinking of like a dumbbell chest press, because not everyone always has barbells. So you could also think of it as a bench press. And if you don't have that, you could think of your push up.
Yeah. So
just your standard pushing movement.
Yeah. Working on the pectoralis major and the minor too. Dumbbell chest press, I think, is really good to start with. Say if you're a novice and you haven't benched before, like on with the barbell, I think the dumbbell chest press is really good to help with stability, your stabilizer muscles before jumping onto a heavier weight with the flat bench.
And I also wanted to add that all of these exercises are for both men and women. You know how some people might think that women might not be best suited for any chest exercise, but like I believe that it benefits them. So this is a little for like anyone, literally anyone.
Oh yeah, everyone should do it. Doesn't matter what you're under. 100%. Everyone benefits from them. Like I think, especially with the dumbbell flies too.
Yeah.
It's like it maximally stretches the pecs and activates more muscle fibers, and it just makes you overall stronger. So, one of my favorite exercises for sure.
So the next one I had here was a deadlift and any variation of a deadlift or a hinge at the hip. So I feel like it's important to like teach proper mechanics, because it's very functional from like daily activities, from picking up a box to raking outside or shoveling snow. A lot of this teaches how to like use a lot of your back while using your legs to not make your back do all the work. So when it comes to deadlifts, it teaches you to use your legs and your back simultaneously, in a sense, using your hips, trying to get the maximum power you can full body versus just making one part of your body do all the work, which could eventually lead to injury.
Yeah, I like how you put that. It teaches you the proper way of picking up something and not hurting your back. That's why a lot of people, when they get older, they hurt their back, or they throw their back out because they're not lifting properly. Deadlift really helps work the core. It's just a great full body exercise too, but mostly the core, the hamstrings, the glutes.
I don't know if you remember, but there was like a couple months ago where I told you I kind of hope it snows sometime soon so I could shovel snow.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we've had snow here the last couple of weeks, right?
Yeah.
So I got my chance to shovel to see how it felt. It's feeling really good. I actually enjoy kind of shoveling snow now. It's a So I don't think we've had a lot of snow the past few years, so it was good to have it this year. And shoveling snow after being consistent in the weight room the past couple of years really paid off. It was more fun than anything. It didn't, like, before I remember my back would be really sore or I just get tired really fast. But with proper mechanics, I was actually out there having a good time versus thinking of it as a chore.
Yeah, everyone definitely needs to learn how to deadlift properly and pick stuff up because of that. But people are always going to pick up things and shovel snow. And it's going to snow this weekend again, I think. So,
oh, boy.
It's more practice with the picking up.
All right, Matt, what do we have next?
Let's see. We got squats. And I really enjoy squats. Definitely a great great exercise. Not only does it work the quads and the hamstrings and the glutes, but it's a really good calorie burner too. You can add weight or just do regular body squats. They're both great. If you want to add mass, you add more weight, but you can do them anywhere. Definitely everyone should learn how to squat properly. That's pretty important. And a lot of people would be surprised. A lot of people don't know how to squat too, because they just haven't really been exposed to the gym or something like that. But definitely a really important exercise. So no.
Yeah. I actually think we're on a top 10 list. If we had to make it like a top one list, I think squat might be my choice of exercise. If like just not in just like personal preference, I kind of, in a sense, like off the top of my head, think like overall full body benefits. If you had the tools to also load it up, that it'd probably be the most beneficial for you if you could literally only do one exercise for the rest of your life.
Yeah, I agree. If I had to just do one, it'd probably be burpees, but a squat is kind of...
Yeah, the burpees is a good one. To be fair, squat is part of... It's kind of in the burpee, but yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you can do so many different variations of squat, too.
Yeah,
it's all a great exercise.
So lunges are next, which is like a little piggyback off the squat, but it kind of just... This forces you to kind of use more so one side of... one leg at a time, so it kind of fixes any imbalances you may have. Lunges could go in multiple directions, from forward, sideways, backwards, and I think it's just a great tool. It kind of teaches each of your legs to kind of be independent, because a lot of times when we squat, you 9 times out of 10 one leg is doing more work than the other, and we just don't feel it just because of how
muscle balance
is. Yeah, we're just so used to everyday movements or squatting for years that you just don't know. It's completely natural to you, and it's natural for everyone. It's just, that's why you try to throw in lunges or any single legs work so that you can fix any imbalance you may have.
Yeah, lunges are really great for not only the legs but also the core as well. And a lot of people, I have seen this in some of my clients too, they have trouble with lunges because they're kind of weaker in the core. So
yeah,
when they go for the lunge, they kind of get a little wobbly. So it's good to start out with no weight, of course, and just work on that, get a little stronger, and then of course add more weight to build more mass on your quads and hamstrings. Really good way. I always do them when I do a leg day, for sure.
Yeah, so let's get away from legs a little. We're going to go into the back a little. Like, so when I think of back, you got two different movements, but the first one we'll cover is like pulling upwards, pulling vertically. So that's like your chin up, your pull up, or if you're at a gym, you have a lat pull down machine. So I feel like at some point, everyone should be able to progress themselves to at least do a chin up or pull up with their body weight. So it's something that a lot of people have problems with. It's not easy, so... there's a lot of different progressions people could have, but I feel like that's a very important exercise to kind of master, or at least be able to perform, even if it's just one rep.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. A lot of people cannot do a chin-up or a pull-up, and it's kind of concerning. In high school, I had a coach that said, you know, well, if you're hanging off a cliff, you can't pull yourself up, you're dead. So
that's a good point.
I know. I was like, and I always like, I always kept in the back of my mind. So then I did a lot of chin-ups and pull-ups. So I think I'm okay if I find myself off a cliff. So you never know. You never know.
Yeah, you can be hanging from a tree for all you know. Or
yeah.
Yeah, you're just hanging out somewhere, and it's just good to have that strength, and it's very functional in a lot of the ways.
Yes, you're right. It's very functional. Strengthens the lats and the deltoids. Not only is it good physically, but also they're good to do mentally. Challenge yourself. Try for one more rep each time you work out.
Yeah, I feel like it just adds to your shoulder stability, knowing like your full body is hanging and that you have the strength to kind of stabilize yourself through the shoulders, and then even past that, create enough movement where you can even lift yourself. So I think it's just good for your shoulders health-wise to just be able to handle that kind of load and have enough muscle support around it.
Yeah, absolutely, just for your own body weight. And then when you get more adept at it, add more weight, like with the same thing with dips too. Have you seen that belt you put on and you put the weight through? Yeah. That's really
good. Yeah, let's throw that in. You just mentioned it. So dips, I think, made my list just because it's kind of like a downward pushing movement, and there's multiple joints you work through, your shoulders, your elbows, even your wrists have to stabilize you to some degree. So I feel like dips are very important. Like, that's a somewhat neglected exercise. I don't think too many people like to do because it is also kind of hard.
Yeah. Sorry. Go on.
Yeah. And it just like a lot of stability is involved too. And it might not feel good the first few times you do it, but I think with the proper form, coaching, and then enough practice, it'll start to feel a lot more natural and it'll be a pretty good movement to add.
Yeah, absolutely. You can do them anywhere too. You don't need to add weight, but you can do them on a chair dips on the floor.
Yeah.
Builds the triceps. It also complements your push-ups and helps you get a higher bench press too. Definitely helps with that. And like I said before, you add weight. It's also a closed kinetic chain exercise. So that means you're moving, but your body's moving, but your hands and feet are in a fixed position. I thought that was an interesting little tidbit.
Now that's pretty cool. All right. So going back to the back, I had a bent over row. So I feel like, we had our vertical pulling movement. So this is more of your horizontal, or even you could pull in a deadlift position, not necessarily a deadlift position, but a bent over position. So what this kind of teaches you is kind of to use your lats in a forward movement where you're pulling towards you versus like pulling down. So it just targets a different part of your lats where you're able to like pull things towards you. So it only benefits you in more functional daily movements. It helps when you have to pick something up still. So imagine you had to bend down and you want to stand up, but also bring it up to your chest. That's going to be a lot of the lat pull. I mean, the rows there. Or if you're, what's another daily thing? I'm just kind of coming off the top of my head, but
for a bent over row, I mean, it's not too much stuff. I wouldn't.
Yeah, I can't think of too many, but I think it's just another movement that's multi joints that targets your biceps, targets your back. So focuses on multiple muscle groups instead of just focusing on one. And that's the common theme amongst all these exercises where it involves a lot of muscle groups versus just like your bicep curl where it's strictly just the bicep.
Yeah. Also, these can be done anywhere too. Just milk jugs, something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a really good back exercise. I don't really usually like to do them, but I will if I'm doing back. I probably will incorporate that in my exercise or my workout. But not my favorite.
Even on machines, where any kind of horizontal pulley movement, where you kind of just pull it to your chest, whether it's with the cables or at a machine, where you kind of just bring it to your chest, elbows back, kind of thing.
Yeah, so
it's like you're a reverse push up if people want to imagine it.
Yeah, if that's open at the gym, I'm definitely going to get on that rather than do bent over rows. If people don't know how to do them, I would say don't do them. You should be taught first because you could hurt yourself if you're rounding your back out and trying to do that. You could really hurt yourself. So definitely consult a personal trainer or someone that knows what they're doing before you attempt that exercise.
All right, let's get into some core now, and then we'll have the king of all these exercises, which is your burpees. But so I think the plank is like a good standard in like the variations of the plank, where It teaches people to have full core stability from head to toe. And it's good for isometric wise for joint health. It's not taxing on the muscles because you're in a fixed position for an extended period of time. And then once you master the standard plank, there's just endless variations of it where you can continuously challenge yourself after that.
Yes, I think planks are really important. I think it's one of the most effective ab exercises. I think like everyone should be able to do it for at least 1 minute. If you can't hold a plank for more than 5 seconds, like that's a problem. You need to work on your core because you could probably hurt yourself because your core is so weak from doing anything really. Not only does it strengthen your abs, but also naturally fixes your posture if you're doing the plank right, of course. Like strengthens your spine muscles, the rhomboids, and the traps too. Definitely incorporate that with any. You can do a lot of variations too. Definitely incorporate that with any ab routine for sure.
So on top of planks, I just wanted to throw in like another. I think this is our 9th exercise. So for our 9th exercise, I was thinking like any core variation of an exercise, but some of my favorites are like a dead bug where it's almost isometric. It's basically isometric where your back is flat on the ground. You're just moving your joints in multiple angles to create extra tension through the core. So it's almost like a plank, but on your backs almost. Or I was thinking of like a Russian twist. It's always good to move through the torso and you're like rotating. It's always good to like throw a rotation. Like a lot of these exercises we've named, I think maybe all of them, is like frontal or sagittal plane. Nothing's really in the transverse plane going like roundabout. So I think it's good to add something that involves your body to twist because we don't just like move forwards and backwards, side to side. Like we're made to also twist. So it's good to kind of throw that in there.
Yeah, Russian twists are a great exercise to really fatigue the abs and the oblique, just the overall core. And then once you get better at those, you can add weight with med balls. Those are usually done with med balls.
Yeah.
Yeah, really good.
All right, Matt, tell us about the burpee. You're king of exercises.
Yeah, I started getting into burpees during quarantine because since we couldn't go to the gym for a time, I was like, what's a great exercise that doesn't take up too much time and it's the most effective way to build muscle and not only muscle but muscular endurance and strength along with cardio endurance. So burpees, like I thought they were a really good exercise because they can be done anywhere, anytime, and it's just a full body exercise where it works from anything from your calves, your quads, your glutes to your chest, arms, and core as well. Because you can do a bunch of other variations of a burpee. You can do like a single push-up burpee with a jump or a squat, or like do 2 to 3 push-ups.
That's why I don't know. Is a burpee an exercise, or is it like just shortening out a hit workout? Or is it just like a nice little way to like make a hit workout under one name? Because it's just like so many different exercises in like one full movement, you know?
Yeah, that's a good question. Like, you can definitely, I've done workouts of like a, you can call it a HIIT exercise or a HIIT workout, that it's just burpees.
Yeah.
Variations of burpees. And yeah, that's just a crazy workout in itself.
So that's why when I think of like one exercise, you chose a good one in the burpee. But I don't know, you got your push-up. Well, it depends because like you said, there's variations. You don't have to do a push-up. You could literally just drop down to the ground, get back up, not necessarily push up. And some people don't necessarily need a jump, you don't necessarily need a squat. It's kind of like whatever the instructor or the workout has planned for you.
Yeah, exactly.
The great thing about the burpee, it could accommodate almost any level.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You can make it, once you get better at a burpee, try to do as many burpees as you can in a minute, or try to do 100 burpees in under 10 minutes or something like that. Then you can make them harder with like you do a 2 push-ups, then do a squat.
What's your go-to variation or like your standard burpee when you're doing one?
I like to do, I call them 2 pump burpees, where drop down, do 2 push-ups, and then shoot yourself back up. I feel like that's the best for muscular endurance and strength because you get your 2 push-ups. If you do 100 of those, and you did 200 push-ups in that. So I think it's one of the better ones. And you burn a bunch of calories too. Like if you do 100 burpees, you probably burn close to 200 calories if you do it.
Yeah,
at a good rate.
It's scientifically proven that burpees burn a heck of a lot of calories. So that's probably what next I do if fat burn is one of your goals. And it only comes with muscular endurance, which is a very good plus.
Yeah, that's why I added them in a lot in the February crazy cardio challenge. Because if you want to lose gain muscle and lose fat, this is the way to do it for sure.
All right, I think that rounds out our top 10 exercises that we believe that you should do. If these are the only 10 you could do, or even past that, I think these are the 10 exercises you should have, and then any other exercises you have is just bonus stuff that you kind of want to focus on from like your single joint movements. So yeah.
Yeah, definitely. If you can't get to a gym, definitely do these to stay in shape or get back into shape.
All right. We'll see everyone next week.
Stay safe, everybody.